Joe Absalom and Ben Okwuke. Is that close?
On Wukwe.
There you go. Thank you so much for your time, and thank you for correcting me on that. And I'll try and get it right. Joe and Ben, you must be getting to the stage where you kind of have probably got this down pat by now, Shawshank Redemption. Would that be fair to say, Joe?
Well, funny you say that, because I had a sort of little wobble 2 days ago. Where I just sort of forgot the. I didn't even forget the line. I just said something that made no sense, and everyone on stage stopped and looked at me, and I was like, "And the problem sometimes when you do something quite a lot is that you end up sort of lose the sense of it a bit. So you do have to keep what I've learned doing this. Is you have to keep like going over the lines in your head and finding a different way, hopefully, to deliver them, to keep them kind of to keep you on your toes, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, and I guess that's the point, Ben. I mean, how do you keep on your toes? I mean, doing live theatre night after night, draining, I bet. I mean, sure, being on the set of a TV show or a movie has its
problems. We've spent our day in full preparation. From the moment we get up to the time we get to the theatre, we're in Shawshank mode. So we never let it go. We're prisoners all day long. So by the time we enter that theatre, we feel we're in that prison.
But it's not a normal show. Really, it's Shawshank Redemption. Like, you are that prisoner. Like, that's tough to live day after day.
It's not a normal show because, you know, yeah, people come with expectations, don't they, you know? I mean, a good proportion of the audience that come have seen the movie a few dozen times. So, of course, they're expecting the movie. But, of course, this is a live recreation of the story. And the writers have culled some of the film and some of Stephen King's novella. So it's like a hybrid of the two, but not one or the other. It's our own version, you know. So it's different. So people are kind of surprised that it has more elements than they saw in the film, and it's fewer elements from the book, etc. So we love it, don't we?
I don't. I'm bored of it.
He's bored of it. I'm still excited by it.
Well, at least one of you is still excited. Joe, what did you know about the show going into it? I mean, we have all seen the movie, as Ben said. What did you know that was going to be different? What were you surprised at yourself when you started getting into the material?
It's one of those films you think I sort of knew of, but I'd never actually sat down and watched from beginning to end. You're just aware of it in the world, you know, by osmosis, because it's so popular. So I think when I read the script, I was genuinely really moved by it and impressed by the story of it and the kind of just the cleverness of it and the kind of message about never giving up. And even though it's set in a different era and about a different characters, I remember listening to the reading the last bit and sort of relating that to my life and the hope, and that I've got children and hope what they can do in life. And I think that when we do the show live to people, they get a lot more than they expected, because it's genuinely a really good story and a very good book on its own and a really good film. And I think this version on stage holds up separately as well. And we've had some really good reaction to it. And it's still enjoyable to do, actually. And I'm really, really surprised, because a lot of people say you must be ready to finish. And I'm sort of like, well, do you know what? Yeah. We're finding new bits every time we do it. It's still pretty good fun.
And from our experience, which is interesting, we started on this in August 2022, when everything in the world was suggesting we're going through the deepest recession, the biggest unholy mess we're ever going to face. In most people's history, especially young people, you know, they don't know what recession is. They don't know interest rates going crazy. So it was a bit dangerous to be going on that route. But then we thought about, as we started working on it, this is all about hope and redemption. So to be delivering the message of hope and redemption around the country was quite a good prospect in a way.
Very true.
A good prospect. So hopefully people will come away thinking there is hope.
Is that what makes it timeless? You know, the theme of this movie, this play,
one of those movies that, absolutely, it was one of those Oscar-nominated films that didn't do massively well in the Oscars or terribly well received by critics, but gradually word of mouth, people said, hey man, there's a film that gives you hope. that's got great performances in it, set in a prison, albeit set in a grim place. But actually, by the end of it, you see humanity in all its worst forms, but the best of humanity at the same time, and what can be achieved through goodness, hope, and human contact. And so, in a way, we're pleased to be working on something like that, you know, in these times.
As you've mentioned there, you've been on the road for a while now, Joe. Like, is there a different reaction or a surprising reaction somewhere you've been? Like, I mean, Irish audiences are pretty good, I have to say, for ourselves.
Yes, no, I know, absolutely. We've only done two shows, but the reaction's really good. And but it's funny because there's certain towns we've been in England, you know, that are they have a sort of older demographic or a sort of more, I don't want to say posher, but a sort of a more well-heeled group. There's a joke. There's a sort of line in the play where someone says that they killed their family basically by setting fire to all seven of them, and then there's a sort of long gap, and someone says that must have been one hell of a barbecue, and that line really, like in Brighton, people laughed like it was a sort of joke. In Guildford, people tutted. So it's one of those kind of you can drive 60 miles and get
different. We laughed in Dublin, I hope, though. Right. I think we have a sense of humour, don't we?
In Dublin, they roared with laughter.
Yeah. Oh, they roared with laughter. They're on the floor with laughter. No, there's an intake of breath in Dublin. And then move on.
But they've been really good audiences. We're looking forward to, because we've got 2 weeks here. It's really nice to have 2 weeks, because usually we have a week, so we get to some place and as we get our bearings, we're moving on and we get very discombobulated on the Monday. But here we're kind of really finding our feet, and I think the theatre is absolutely beautiful, and it's right in the middle of Dublin, so it's a really nice opportunity to walk around a beautiful city. I walked around yesterday, it was sunny. The only problem is everyone seems to be having fun. And we're on our way to work, and you sort of think, I want to be doing that.
I want to be out there doing that, listening to the buskers, enjoying the crack. But you just got to struggle into a theatre and have a bit of misery.
Well, I'm sure there's time after. The after party, I'm sure, is kicking along. Ben, you're in Ireland. Would you be the whiskey or the Guinness? What would be your pick since you're in Ireland?
Guinness for me every minute.
Guinness for me every time. Really? The whiskey stuff doesn't work for me.
We were just in Edinburgh, and that was a lot of whiskey. You know, everyone's excited.
That's not the real stuff, though. That's not
right. I know, exactly.
We
thought it was important to do the research and the comparison, so we tried it in Edinburgh.
The Celtic tour.
Exactly, and you can go to the home of Guinness while you're here as well.
Exactly.
Yes, we will be. We're probably doing that at the weekend. I've got to arrange a sort of few outings for the chaps, because we've got like 17 of us on tour, so we all feel like we're kind of... Yeah. I don't want to say on holiday, because that's sort of my wife.
But we want some education as well on this trip. And that's, you know, an enlightenment would be going to the brewery, really, wouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, the home. It's called the Guinness Storehouse. That's where you'll get the perfect Guinness. They'll even teach you how to pour it properly, lad, so you can take that away with you.
Really, yeah. They take too long, in my estimation.
But that's what's the beauty of it. That's the craftsmanship. That's the art form.
So I learned in my 2 days here that you can tell a good Guinness. So when you've drunk a few sips of it, you get that sort of creaminess on the glass. And the first place we did is whenever you get somewhere, you ask the people who work in the theatre. There's a really good bunch of guys here and gals, and we said, "So where's good?" And they said, "You literally walk out of the theatre and there's a bar with a back door, and you can go into it."
They know what they're doing,
and it's very good.
So, lads, in closing, I mean, there's a couple of people coming to your opening night tonight from our radio station, and I'm surprised, I have to say, they're not theatre goers. They definitely don't like a musical. It's not a musical, so that's fine. But I wouldn't even say they're movie goers or theatre goers. But when they heard about this, they had to see it, and they were very excited. So, what can you tell someone who's not really a theatre goer, who's going to come and see you guys, or even thinking about coming to see you guys?
Well, I would say, don't forget that whenever you open your drink or rattle your sweets, that everybody else can hear them, because there seems to be quite a lot of people
It's not a cinema,
be aware, be respectful, but also just come with an open mind. And what's great about something like this is it's a real ensemble piece, and there's 12 of us on stage, and there's hopefully always something to watch. So there's lots to sort of take on board. And hopefully you'll kind of you'll enjoy it. And don't forget to order your interval drinks before you do it.
Before you do it, because there's often a crush at the bar. That's
Can important. They send you a Guinness backstage so you don't miss out?
Yes, please. Yes, please. Yeah,
that's what they could do, make that on top of their priority.
12 Guinnesses to the green room. Is there a plural for Guinness? Is it Guinness? 12 Guinness.
Guinness.
No, I think, well... No, I don't think there is. Just a load of Guinnesses.
Okay.
No. Yeah.
A load of Guinnesses.
Or just 12 would be great.
Joe, Ben, thank you so much. Break a leg for opening night. Not that you need it, but enjoy your time in Dublin. Hope you make it to the Storehouse. And thank you for bringing us the Shawshank Redemption.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us. Looking forward to a good couple of weeks in Dublin.
Nice to meet you.